An investigation done by the Sydney Morning Herald in December last year showed around 80% of the Aboriginal art sold in souvenir stores at the Gold Coast are fake. It's causing controversy as the Gold Coast is ready to host the Commonwealth Games. The Aboriginal artists' community claims the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games Corporation, or GOLDOC, is selling fake Aboriginal art through their online shop and they should be removed. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
With the Commonwealth Games just around the corner, fake art is in the spotlight for Aboriginal artists across Australia. The artists say the Commonwealth Games Corporation is selling fake Aboriginal art in their online shop, provided by Jabiru Australia. Aboriginal artist and owner of Dreamland Kolila Art in Brisbane, Michael Connolly, says the issue started 12 months ago.
This started about 12 months ago, and I had met a young lady, Danelle McQueen, who was in the process of setting up a business on the Gold Coast to support artists on the Gold Coast and supply the Common Games for gifts. And she spoke to me that she was to buy Jabiru boomerangs. So she had all the deal ready to go and getting the warehouse set up and getting everybody to come in. And then the owner of Jabiru Boomerangs, he foreclosed on the deal on the last day because he'd heard about the Commonwealth Games, and he nominated his business in it as a subcontractor to supply gifts for the Commonwealth Games.
Then the situation got worse.
We had a meeting with GOLDOC and their events place. With Pierre and a few of the others, and Auntie Joyce Summers from the Elders on the Gold Coast, she came along to the meeting with us, and we met there for a good hour and a half, 2 hours, and they said they'd try to find out how they could fix this situation. And as you know now, Jabiru Boomerangs has the subcontract for supply of Indigenous art product. Then we find out that Jabiru Boomerangs imports products in from Indonesia, and he'd bought a business called Koala Marketing, all Indonesian imports.
Mr. Connolly says some art dealers and companies are lying about the origin of their crafts.
Well, this is the problem we've got now. We have artists that are getting photos taken, their names of their country or so-called country, and they're getting swing tags put on the boomerangs, and they use a non-Aboriginal artist to say that the artist is a Kamilaroi person, and then they put their photo and their name and country of origin, their Kamilaroi or whatever artist their mob come from, and they put them on the swing tags. And then people don't know that.
And the community is making an effort to verify their product is 100% Aboriginal.
What we're trying to do is now, we're trying to straighten up to prove your identity. So if any business has artists working for them or selling for them or whatever, they have to have written acknowledgement of Aboriginality.
The Wire contacted the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games Corporation. They were unavailable for an interview, but a spokesperson from GOLDOC provided a written statement saying they are satisfied with Jabiru's actions to ensure the authenticity of its artwork. They go on to say that the local Yugamba Elders Advisory Group have met with Jabiru's artists and confirmed they were satisfied the company had met its obligations by providing meaningful employment opportunities for local First Nations people. Mr. Connolly says the only way Aboriginal artists will benefit is inviting the authentic Aboriginal art businesses to the games.
I think it needs to be brought out into the open. I think they need to be removed. We need to talk to Peter Beattie and all them and say that company has to be removed, and they then can contact legit companies like Murrawalka, Joe Skeen's family. They supply a lot of boomerangs and stuff. I think any Aboriginal community in Australia that has artefacts and products that are done by their communities, I reckon they should be allowed to say, okay, we need to have someone to identify and bring them all in. Well, we're getting close to the game, so, you know, we need something done, but we need Jabiru boomerangs removed from the gift centre, and I think then it's about time that they brought in an established company that can supply gifts straight away done by Aboriginal artists, and I think, you know, likes of Joe Skeen and other communities around and other companies around that have got legit stuff. They can say, okay, let's get so many $1,000 of you, so many $1,000 of you, and we can put it in a stall. And it's all there, and Joe could bring his people in, other people bring their people in, so you'd run your section within the community.
That story was by Eduardo Jordan.